Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. We've been through this all every night pretty much. Look, I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to know what's going on around you. All right? That simple. I want to make sure that you've got the information you need to push back on people. You don't have to start a fight with them. That's not what I'm looking for. Actually, what I'm looking for is for you to really engage with information so that, you know, they don't find out later on that you had no clues what you were talking about.
You know, I listened to Joe Messina. He said this to you. No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Anyway, this is getting better and better every day, right? Joey B. lost? Lost in the sauce. And again, it's not unexpected. As I always said, the man can't put two syllables together, let alone a whole sentence. I know. You get mad when I do stuff like that, but listen. I mean, seriously, when you think about this, you look at what's going on around us, you look at where the country, you look at how much of a laughing stock we are now. You know, they want to try to blame Trump for a lot of this stuff. I think it's hilarious. And when does the party of dumb responsibility actually take responsibility for what they've done? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. You know, the guy that would have been off the air today in about 7.5 seconds died. And again, I'm not going to, you know, Jerry Springer. I wasn't a big fan of the show. I always thought it was crazy in so many ways. He's 79 years old. He died today. And you know what? He's still a human being. I love it. I just get the biggest kick out of it. Now, you know, Alfonso Reyes is going to join me after the break. And I guess that's the kick out of some of these stories. The school says they're going to use a person, you know, if you got a kid in the car, I would tell you to block their ears. And I used to say that, you know, I used to say, oh, okay, we're going to talk about this stuff. If you got a young person, you know, just you may want to block their ears. They're hearing this stuff now. They're hearing this stuff at school on a regular basis. I was going to say you cannot protect them anymore, but you can. You can protect them if you start electing the right people on these school boards, water boards, city council, that kind of stuff. But you got to take the time it takes to do it. And many of you don't. You complain, you send me emails. Are you out there helping making sure that you get the right people on school board? I got to ask. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. School now says they're going to use person with sperm instead of male and person with eggs instead of female. No, this is not one of those onion stories. Okay? In Vermont, school district sending home a letter to the parents. A fifth grader is about the annual science and health unit. The school district has decided to use gender-inclusive language to align with their equity policy. That's one word that gives me the heaves. In an effort to align a curriculum with our equity policy, teachers will be using gender-inclusive language throughout this unit. With any differences, we strive to use person-first language as a best practice. The principal of the Founders Memorial School sent the letter home earlier in the week. I'm anybody else floored? Or is it just me? Am I the only one that can't breathe now? Instead of saying boy or man, the kids will have to say person who produces sperm. Instead of saying girl or female, the kids have to say person who produces eggs. It's really appalling. What's happening in our public schools, if you think about this? Gender neutrality. You can't, and I never understood that either. They want gender neutrality. They don't want boys and girls. Then what do you do with the transgender movement? Why bother? You're neither, so why try? You remember the song that Mr. Rogers used to sing years ago? Back in the neighborhood. I mean, the guy was a genius. Simple. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls from the start. Only girls can be mommies. Only boys can be dads. He must have saw it coming. He must have heard it, saw it coming, had an inkling that this was going to happen. And yet, they have to confuse these kids. I'm telling you, as time goes on, more and more, I believe this is purposeful. That they're going out of their way to make sure that your kids are so confused, they don't know what to do. Right? Really. The kids don't know what's right, what's up, what's down. They're hearing that, math is racist. It floors me. And yet, what are you doing about it? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Alfonso Rachel joins me in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Get involved. Get involved. Be part of the solution. Always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. When you do get involved, when you do engage, seriously, I want you. You know what? But get informed. Just so you don't look like a fool when you're trying to push back on people. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's welcome Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to as Zoe on the show. Always appreciate his time with me. Zoe, you're in the free and wonderful state of Texas.
It's cool here.
My God. look, you want to come back to California for a week? You'll be begging. You'll be crawling back to Texas.
Hey, man, I am homesick. You know, I do get homesick for California. I am thankful for where we are. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, man. But, I mean, you know, I'm a California brat, and there are things about California that I really miss. But not the craziness that's going on in California that it is right now. I'm happy to be someplace else, man.
You know, again, can you believe that Governor Newsom is running around to other states, red states, talking about how free... See, you're almost choked. Talking about how free California is and, you know, how Florida and Texas, okay, they don't enjoy the same freedoms as Californians do. And
are you sure?
Really?
Are you sure he's saying, he's not saying how freaky California is?
Okay. Probably. I don't, you know, I mean, seriously. I mean, truly the land of fruits and nuts, don't you think?
The California fruit and nut truck, man. Heck yeah.
Again, just amazing. I find all this stuff, when people send me some of these stories about what's going on in California, because people think that we... You know, you live here, you hear, you know, you don't. The news people, they don't put every story out there. They don't let you know really what's going on. And I'll have people that will send me, you know, local, like from their little local paper or what have you. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people wouldn't believe it unless, you know, they went in there, like, walked around. I've walked on Skid Row. I've walked on, Sunset Boulevard. I've walked in, you know, these different, you know, places, you know, known world, the world over. And it's like, yeah, it's not an exaggeration, man. It's
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a great show.
Really some crazy stuff going on. All right, you ready for this one? One of the largest school districts in Seattle is under fire for cutting music classes because they say that it promotes white supremacy culture. So,
wow.
The board members for the Olympic School District, which is facing a budget shortfall, and they voted last week to eliminate band and orchestra for fourth grade students, with one member commenting that the problem is how elementary instrumental music is administered. She's a mom of three. She says, well, we have reached a level of absurdity in our school districts. This is one of the parents. Among our school boards and our leadership, it's just hard to ignore, right? So I'm not understanding how music can be a form of white supremacy at all. Because, you know, when it comes to music or bands in schools, the only thing I can think of, because the story's not real detailed, and I kind of listened to it, but she wasn't really there either, all the schools don't have the instruments that they need. Not every school offers music. Nobody actually said that maybe the inner city, where maybe there's a higher population of blacks, they didn't go through all that. They just said that music promotes white supremacy. I'm trying to be stupid. I'm trying to be ignorant and see if I can't figure out why this would be so bad.
Yeah, I guess you do have to, choke off a few of your brain cells to be able to relate. But actually, Joe, this could be a good thing. Yes. Yes, okay. this could be a good thing. So they're gonna discourage taking music as, I guess, like, well, is this middle school? What grade level is it? Is
elementary.
High school?
It looks like.
Okay, elementary.
Yeah,
so there's not going to be any beginning instruments. All right, this is great because, music has been a powerful medium to move messages. Particularly the left has taken gross advantage of using music to pervert the culture. I mean, they've done a lot of damage with music. And maybe what we could do, Joe, is that we can support this and they'll kill off another generation of brainwashed kids that are going to grow up to use music. And you know where they're going to have to go to enjoy music and get enriched by music? They're going to have to go to church, right? Because in the church, a lot of these musicians, they grew up in the church.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, the left gets a hold of them. Satan gets in the garden and tears them up, right?
Yep.
But the thing is, maybe it's an opportunity. With that medium out of the way, maybe it's an opportunity for kids to be exposed to music in another way. And maybe they'll get some better messaging that goes along with it. But I mean, all that to say, and I'm part facetious when I say this, just said the aforementioned. Yes, to now make a music white supremacy, and most likely it's because, you know, they're doing, like, you know, symphonic wind classics and things like that, you know, concerto classics, you know, that are going to be more Eurocentric, right? They're going to come out of Europe, and even the language of music that we speak is European, and a lot of it is Italian based, right? So,
well, how could that be white supremacy? I mean, seriously.
It's
we're all colors in Italy. It depends on how high up you are, how far down you are.
Exactly, right? Hey, thank you. But as far as they're concerned, you know, they're all a bunch of white people. They don't consider about any sort of conquest or anything like that. It's only white people who go around and conquer things. And you know, they, as far as they're concerned, anyway, that's a whole other historical narrative that they try to throw in our face. But at the end of the day, I see why there's a. But I guess if music concentrated on, you know, some more rap music and stuff like that, and had all those profane lyrics, you know, then I guess it would.
You know, I was going to say that too. It's really really interesting if they're worried about to your point, the classics, because you know you're hearing more and more and more when you talk about white authors and such. Those are the books that we shouldn't be teaching because, you know, white authors are usually when they write books, it's all about white supremacy. This message is hidden in there somewhere. Although I consider myself a pretty smart guy, and when I read some of those books, I can't see it between the lines. Maybe I need different kind of glasses or something. I don't know, but it's just amazing to me how they come up with this stuff, you know? But by doing this, you said something during the break when we were getting ready, and I've been saying it for a while, and I'm glad to hear you say it, that they're going to create a war between white and black folks. They're going to create a problem because at some point, to your point, somebody's going to pop and go, wait a minute, why is all the attention going here? My kids are starving too, or my this, or my that, or what have you. I hate to say it, but I feel like that's what they're pushing for.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that more when you decide to break. So I'm going to see your host, Doug O'Farr, Fossil Rachel's with us. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified in a federal probe Thursday about Donald Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The testimony comes after former President Trump filed an emergency motion to stop Pence from appearing. It's the first time in modern history a VP was compelled to testify about the president he served with. Reports say Pence testified for several hours. President Biden, meantime, hosting a Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House Thursday. The president took questions from kids on the White House lawn.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor? I may be among the dullest presidents of the world because I'm known for two things, my Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream.
National Take Your Child to Work Day is observed April 27th each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always love when Alfonso, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe, joins us. Alfonso Rachel, host of the Zoloft, Zopi and Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study. And I promise, soon to return to soulfoodradio.net. You know, we were having a conversation that I've had on the show with others before. And about 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember when Joe Biden decided that in some kind of program he was rolling out to the middle of the country, that white farmers need not apply. It was strictly just for black farmers. And
was it Weena? Did we go from Nina to just General Weena?
I don't even know. But you know, that was really cool, credit to those farmers and how they all worked together. The black farmers even stood up and said, no, dude, this isn't right. We're not going to do this. Okay? And I was saying to myself, though, before, when he looked like he was going to go through with it, I said, do you understand what this does? Because all those guys, black, white, whatever, they all beat their brains out to work that land, to till that land, to get the, you know, to get the food that we need. And what's he doing? It seems like every one of these programs that keeps coming down is aimed more and more and more at driving a wedge between us.
Yes.
And again, you and I were talking about it before during the break, and I've always said, they're going to start a race war. I'm talking about a physical race war because somebody's going to pop.
I'll tell you what, Joe, since Biden is running for president again, and part of his slogan is, let's finish the job.
Ooh.
It's like, well, what job are you talking about, Biden? If I may, he's talking about finishing the job of the Confederacy. Because that's who the Confederacy were. They were Democrats, and they had an objective. And part of that objective was being obsessed with race and causing a divide in America. They wanted to split America. Democrats wanted to secede. And unfortunately, now you got Republicans wanting to secede, carrying on the plan of the Democrat Party. And I hate when Republicans act like Democrats and don't even know better. But you got, you know, Biden, who's wanting to finish the job. And Joe, Democrats are stoking, they're constantly telling black people that they're victims. It's the same thing that John Wilkes Booth said, the Democrat who shot Abraham Lincoln. It's the same thing. Oh, the Republicans are trying to destroy you. We know it's better for you. We know it's better for the Negro. We know it's better for you. But the Republicans, oh, they're trying to kill you. Right? He said the same thing. The playbook is still ongoing. And yes, they do want this to erupt into a race war. They want the Republicans They want Republicans to do what Democrats have been trying to do. They want Republicans to actually destroy the black community. And then, and once that happens, you know, the enough to where there's a total divide between Republicans and blacks who founded the Republican Party together.
Right. Right?
Once that divide happens and Democrats don't have to ever worry about Republicans getting black support, the Democrats will go ahead and turn this into the collectivist nation of serfdom that they've always wanted.
Now, did you and I talk about there's a black bunch of brothers on YouTube that they're watching things for the first time? I mean, you know, they started off watching movies like, you know, Blazing Saddles, okay? And they're younger black kids, and they're like... But at the end, they're all going, man, that was really funny. They know that was, and they were talking about different things. Anyway, but what they started doing was all of a sudden, one of them played a video from Thomas Sowell. And they're sitting there and listening, and you can see their faces. They're very much, you know, listening and locked in. And one guy at the end says, how come we never heard about this guy? I've never heard about this guy. How come we didn't know? And he starts, then they start talking to each other. And the next 10 or 12 or 15 shows that they do are all around the information that Sowell and others had that they never heard before. They actually went looking for that. And I learned a lot watching them and listening to it. I learned a lot about black families and that, you know, black family ownership, mom and dad's in the homes. The percentage was so much higher back in the 50s. And the black family was much more intact back in the 50s. And then he starts going down a list of all the things that pulled the black family apart. And they didn't know it. What's going on here? I mean, the Democrats, for all intents and purposes, are the ones that have been working overtime to pull apart the black family. Am I wrong?
Not at all, man. You're right on it. And that's what folks need to understand, because we do have a culture, and unfortunately this is from the right-leaning side of the aisle, is just coming up. They're being gaslit and being hypnotized into thinking that this is just the default disposition of the black family, or lack thereof. Black people in general. Is that just we're this menace, we're just angry, and we just go and start problems, and we're this and we're that. And it's like they don't see, they've forgotten and don't seem to understand. It's like, no, dude, this is engineered. It's by design. The stronghold that the Democrat Party has over the black community is beyond their understanding. They don't get it. And the Democrats have to keep that stronghold because the Democrats use the black community the same way Democrats wanted to keep blacks a slave to farm cotton. They use the black community to farm votes. Okay, they use the black community to farm sympathy votes for whatever cause the Democrats want to do. That starts with the black community. So they keep the black community under iron, basically shackled, right? If blacks are allowed to be born, if they don't get to the Democrat facilitated abortion mills first, they want them in their schools. They don't want them. They don't want them in a voucher programs or anything. They want them in their schools to indoctrinate them and shape the way that they think in their environment. You're going to have to think this way concerning black culture. You're going to believe. You're going to vote. You're going to date. Whatever. This is the language. How you're going to speak and all that sort of stuff. Democrats have control over all of that. So, for people to think that black people just, this is their culture, and this is just the way that they are, and this is the way they behave. It's like, no, dude, that's not true. This is what Democrats have engineered. Just like you said, they work overtime to make sure that they have blacks under their control.
And they're talking here in California about different disciplines, actually making it a law as to how you discipline people of color, black, Hispanic, as opposed to white kids. Again, another wedge, another flare to tee everybody off. But again, I want to go back to... You hit a home run with the education portion of this. Before Barack Obama got in, D.C. had a mix of charter, private, and public schools. And I think her name was Mary Ree. She was out there, and she was the head of the schools. And they hated her. Why? Because she gave out voucher systems. So if the inner-city kids could go to any school they wanted to go to, it's a majority black population there. The kids were doing better. The public schools all of a sudden had to step up their game, and the graduation rates went up. But Mr. Oblamo came in and said, oh, we can't have that, and squelched the voucher systems. And within a relatively short period of time, they took a nosedive. Charter schools, the same thing. During the pandemic and even just before, I found out that the 12% of the black population was taking advantage of charter schools. Well, when everything started going down and schools started going sideways, you know, that shot up to almost 32% over a year and a half. And I'm like, yeah, boy, this is going to really scare the crud out of the Democrats, because these kids are going to get a decent education now. They're not going to be able to do that. You watch.
Oh, man.
Right? Yeah. Come on. You know it's right.
That's the way the Democrats like it, man. It's like it used to be illegal for blacks to be educated, you know, when Democrats, you know, in the 1800s. Now Democrats have made it say, okay, yeah, we definitely want blacks to be, well, maybe not educated, but indoctrinated. We want to make sure that they are learning exactly what we want them to learn. Yeah.
Dude, they learned, and I learned in those videos, I didn't know there was a black Wall Street. I did not know that there was a large black financial community that was really cranking and doing well.
Yeah, and my goodness, man, Black Wall Street, which was in Tuskegee, Oklahoma, Democrats, along with their KKK brothers, came in and burned it to the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I didn't learn that in school. I learned that from Sewell and a few others.
Yeah.
And again, we're supposed to trust the public education system. Yeah, worked out well for me. And the next step, let's drive a wedge between the black community and others. Now, you see it. I know you see it. It's blatant against Christianity. You know, and I'm sorry, but, man, that's the black community, too, to a big degree. Yes, a lot of white folks in Mick, but I'm telling you, I think I told you jokingly that I went to a church once here, not once, I ended up going for a long time, South Central L.A., and I said, when I went in there, this little Catholic boy was not used to how certain people worship. Kind of freaked me out at first, but I learned to really enjoy it. Anyway, so I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Hey, just for clarity, nobody was doing tumble salts in the walkways or anything.
Okay, that's good.
No, yeah, but I came out of the Catholic Church. If you've ever been to a Catholic church, it's
life
dead.
Can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I know, that's what my favorite is. We need to manage. I know, this is what... This is what I mean, you know Like that, it automatically goes in the shredder. I don't even read it. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, seriously, we've gotten to the point now. My son was talking to me about, what is it called? Let me bring him on first. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and has a great coffee. That was tongues there for a second. I used to see how the mouth was going slower than the brain was putting it out. Are you still selling coffee mugs?
I am.
Right.
I got.
Why don't you tell people now where to find you and find your stuff so I don't screw up at the end?
Thanks, man. Well, I got like this mug right here from my production moniker, Bronze Serpent Media. So I got these mugs. I got the Zoloft over there, the Zoloft mugs, the Zopium Den mugs. I got Sledge X mugs, you know, for the different things and different projects that I'm working on.
Cool. Very cool. You know? And, you know, guys, it helps us. It helps us when you do that. If you go to my website, too, we have a store up there. You can go grab and stop complaining they're from China, because when I got the ones from the USA and charged you $24.99, you stopped buying them. So, you know, unless you want to pick up the difference, and I have no problem with that, yeah, you get the mugs you get, period. I know, I'm such a nice guy. Anyway. I can't stand it. I even forgot what I was saying. See? And I'm sure you weren't paying attention either.
Yeah, do you have a playback button? Is there a way to
rewind? That would be nice too, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously, but you know, it doesn't matter because there is so much to talk about. It just, again, it's just amazing. I think we're talking a little bit too about Christianity being squelched and you know where that's going. And truly, you have kids that are already being confused with who they are. You have kids in the black and white community that are being told, you know, they're either racist or those other folks hate you. I mean, look at what they're doing to these kids mentally when it comes just to everyday stuff. And now they're making fun of you for believing in God, the Almighty, the creator of the universe, and telling you that's, you know, that's just old stuff. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. That's not right.
I mean, those, we're just revisiting those days, man. That's always been. You know, believing in God is always been something to be stigmatized or ridiculed and stuff like that. And it's unfortunate, like, you know, as people drive this divide, as far as Christianity goes, you know, we've already gone through the era where you have your black church and your white church and stuff like that. And the Lord doesn't play that. Like, look, man, it's like I'm not a respecter of persons as far as that goes. If you guys sit there segregating yourselves or segregating, if you're segregating a group from you, I don't dig that. Okay, I don't like that kind of divisiveness. You know, I'm a Levite, dang it. I'm a high priest. The word Levite means connect. It means together. All right? So why are you guys separating yourselves, right? I don't want you to force somebody into separation, and I don't want you separating yourselves. Only the way I tell you to do it. I want you to be sanctified. I want you to be separate, but as a church from the world, not, you know, separating, you know, from each other. I need you guys to be one body. But the thing is, Joe, you know, more and more people are being engineered, you know, and conditioned to have this apostate attitude and start to see stigmas in the church. Like, for instance, in the black community, you know, one thing that the black community doesn't really dig is, you know, the homosexuality and the transgenderism and stuff like that. Even though the black community is being used to push it, Democrats are using the black community to do that. The black community per se doesn't really like it. And you already have a lot of the black community that's like, well, you know, the Christianity is a white man's religion. I'm going to go over to Islam and stuff like that. Islam, the Muslims ain't putting up with this sort of stuff. And that was one of the reasons why I had started, you know, my group, you know, Sledge X, which used to be 20-pound Sledge. But, you know, Sledge X was an all-black rock band. And the reason for that is
See, I learned something else.
Yeah, everybody was black for this reason, because we wanted to not sing from an Afrocentric point of view or do music from that point. It was the example of, look, we're going to get out there and we're going to rock the gospel, and we're going to try to stand. We're going to do what we can to stand in the way of this idea that Christianity is the white man's religion. The Lord's blood is for everybody. We're all blood kin in the Lord. All right. So it's like, We wanted to put that out there and fly in the face of this idea that it's for the white man, or Islam is the religion for the black man and all that sort of stuff. It's like, nah, man, we're going to go out there and we're going to rock the gospel and what we can't set the record straight. But unfortunately,
I'm always amazed at how Christians allow themselves to be segregated or separated, whatever word you want to use. I really don't care. But, you know, you talk about when they came together, when they were, you know, in Acts, when they were in one place, all in one accord. They were in one place, all in one accord, right? You know, when we come together, for lack of a better term, we are a power to reckon with. And we have gone around, to your point, separating ourselves. Denominations. You and I have talked about this before, right? What is a denomination? You have a denomination of bills. It's a separation of.
Right.
It's not what we're supposed to be doing. And that's why we have, I can't hang with those people because, you know, they believe in healing. Like, really? Seriously? Your Jesus rise from the dead? Yeah, okay. Right. What's the problem here? I don't understand. Oh, God, have we been taught that? Has that been beat into us? Are the pastors not loud? You know, you're better at this stuff than I am. Are the pastors not loud enough? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, you reminded correctly, man. It's like, you know, we call these things denominations, and it's like, well, the very nature of a denomination is to be divided. Is we're not supposed to be that. And the Lord tells us, man, we are supposed to be sanctified. We are supposed to be separate. That is what He said about the priest. That was like the first Pharisaic order. you know, of what the priest was supposed to be when he was handing out the laws to Moses, you know. But the thing is, unfortunately, these Pharisees would get this pious, you know, over legalistic mindset, and it became something totally different that Jesus was disgusted with. But we are supposed to be sanctified and separate, but we're supposed to be one church body, though, you know. And unfortunately, it's amazing, Joe, sexual perversion.
Oh.
And yeah. Racism, or you probably see it a lot on Twitter. It's always always trending. Christian nationalism.
Oh yeah, I've been watching this and having a ball with it. Mm. What does that mean? Christian nationalism. You know, I wear a Christian flag to some events, and it's like poking those other people right in the head.
I tell you what, Joe, you want to see Christian nationalism? Right here. Okay. One, if I got to be a nation unto myself, man, I will be one nation under God. I am a nation that is under Christ, man. I am a Christian nationalist. Right here is an annex of the kingdom, okay? So I'm cool with it. And for these people to try to break some stigma against it, well, you know, that's your problem. I ain't going to let you make it mine.
No, it is. We're supposed to be doing it. I mean, look. Some of our Christian friends and buddies I talk to say, you know, we're supposed to live peaceably. We really can't turn people off. You know, you turn them away from the gospel when you say it a certain way. And I go, so don't you think Jesus teed off a whole bunch of people? You really think that every place he walked, he was in the, what did he call the elites of the day? Vipers? And, right? Hypocrites? I'm like, I'm sure that teed off a few people. What do you think?
Jesus could have had the old McDonald's song going for him, man. It's like he busted out with all kinds of animals. Snakes, vipers, pigs, dogs. It's like, dang, Jesus.
He had all kinds of great words. I mean, I really, seriously, I'm going to go back to and pick up some of those words and use them. And when somebody gives me a hard time, hey, Jesus used the word. I don't know what to tell you. The other thing, too, I noticed the other day was, and you and I make fun of this stuff all the time, the new mayor of Chicago, the 400 kids that, and look, let's just be frank. You look at the videos, 92% of them are black kids, okay? And they're going in, they're breaking this place down. What's he say? Well, you really got to cut up some slack because you don't know how they grew up and you don't know what's going on in their world and their environment. And so what are you telling me? You're telling me that they can't get out of the environment they're in because they're black? They're too stupid to get educated? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying the only way they can feed themselves is to smash windows of the store and steal? Is that what you're saying? Or am I over the top with this?
It's a fair question to ask, man. But the thing is that this so-called educator or whatever, indoctrinator, I should say, he knows exactly what's going on, but because they engineer it that way. All right, they know what's going on, and they want to play dumb to keep this state of arrested development going. But man, yeah, I remember being in elementary school. I kind of remember what the discipline was like. I had friends, you know, my black classmates. They nutted up in school, and the parent find out about it, she would come down to the school and whoop his behind in front of the classroom, and he didn't play around no more. Yeah. I remember the day.
Christina, should I call your dad? No. You just add 10 more lashes, please. Don't call him.
Right?
Oh, God. And we weren't throwing chairs at teachers. And, you know, all right. Anyway, go ahead. Tell people where to find you again.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And full disclosure, yes, I was a knucklehead in school.
Come on.
But nowadays, something different. But anyway, folks, thank you, guys. Thank you, Joe. And we're at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
God bless. I'll keep it up. So, I'm your host. You stuck with me for the next hour. Good luck to you. And I mean that sincerely. We'll be back.